JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to Hope Valley Experimental School for the official opening of the Sharon Williams Wellness Center. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Trust NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust, through the NYS, has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the April 6th deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
We live and work in unity. That's the motto for the Hope Valley Experimental School, the first institution of its kind in the Caribbean community, with a day program that fosters and insists on an environment where children with disabilities and those who are able-bodied work and play together. The school recently received a wellness center, courtesy of the Rotary Club of Kingston and immediate past president, Gregory Reed. Mr. Reed says the project took roughly 8 months to be completed and aims to alleviate the problem of having students travel long distances for critical services.
The project essentially consisted of providing a special needs area and changing room and facility very close to the sick bay and the nurse. And that's what this is all about.
Hope Valley School Principal Anthony Grant, in expressing gratitude, says the institution recently acquired the services of a nurse who will be able to use the wellness center to better provide services to the entire school population.
We serve persons from right across the island who have physical disabilities. So we have students in class who are incontinent. They need bathroom facilities. They need to be changed. They need to be looked after. So it is in that vein we really needed a nurse to be at school with them to assist. But most importantly, we never had any physical facility to accommodate them.
The institution provides primary level education to hundreds of mixed needs students. It was founded in 1972. The Rotary Club of Kingston has also committed to establishing a music room at the school, with work already underway. Vision 2030 Jamaica recognizes the need for every child to have access to education to the level that enables him or her to seek further education, training, and decent work. Increase your child's chances of success and send them to school. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the PIOJ at 906-4463-4 to learn more.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
On our community notice board, students are being invited to join the Violence Prevention Alliance VPA's Trees for Peace initiative to win prizes for their school. For more info, visit vpajamaica.org or contact the VPA at 702-2079. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.